You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Angel. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Now you currently need a roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, can you get the spelling of your first name?
A-L-I-C-I-A.
And the spelling of your last name?
J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
And what's a good callback number, just in case we get disconnected?
409-497-5110.
And do you want to receive mobile text updates? It's going to let you know who the provider is that's coming out to assist you.
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And can I please get your policy number or contract number?
Yes, ma'am. My policy number is 65/400-450-070.
And that's 65/400-450-070.
How many zeros after the five?
Two.
Okay, and then 70, yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And can you please verify your home address that you have on file for your insurance company?
1903 Main Street, apartment 416.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
I'm calling about the 2005 Ford Taurus.
And what's the color of the vehicle?
It's grayish, tannish.
And what's wrong with the vehicle?
Have a flat tire on the driver's side in the back.
And do you have a spare tire?
I think so, but I think it's on flat.
Okay, so you just want a tow?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, is the vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a standard two-wheel drive?
It's a four-wheel drive.
Okay, and is this service a result of an accident?
No.
And this is a vehicle steers?
Ma'am?
And does the vehicle still shift gears?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, and you will be the person with the vehicle at the time of the service?
It'll probably be my daughter, Ryan.
Okay, and is the call number, callback number still good, 409-497-5110?
I'm going to stay here with her, but you could also get hers if that's what, you know, y'all want to do.
Okay, what's her number?
Her number is 409-934-2391.
Okay, and due to COVID-19, they're normally not allowing customers to ride with the provider. She doesn't have transportation ready.
She does what?
Have transportation ready.
I'm here, ma'am, with my daughter, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just have to ask those questions to make sure. And what is the current location of the vehicle?
Oh, my God. I-45 in Texas City, Gulf Freeway. There's no address here. I'm on the side of the road.
Okay. Is your location on your phone?
Yeah, location should be already on my phone. I keep my location on.
All right. I'm going to send you a message. It's going to give you a link to press. And once you press it, could you read me your latitude and longitude?
Hold on, sweetheart. Okay, I would have to get out my car to go to her car to do you that.
Okay, so you're not with her right now?
I'm on the feeder road, and she's on 45. So I came wrong. So I'm across from her, but I would have to cross a little small highway and a ditch to get to her.
Okay, so you said she's on I-45, and what was the city?
I want to say Texas City, Texas. Now, if you want to, or if you don't mind, can you text her the link so she can send you the longitude and all of that to her phone?
Yes, ma'am. I'll give her a call so I can get it from her.
Because I don't want y'all to, you know, I know we're on I-45 headed south toward Galveston. And I know that it's Gulf Freeway. And I know that it's Texas City because we're right in front of Bucky's. But we're just on 45 in front of Bucky's. If that makes sense to you any type of way. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that's just kind of crazy. But I'm here with her. I'm just in my vehicle. Well, both of them mine. But she's in that one, which is on 45. I made the wrong exit. I should have went further down and then come back up so I could be on behind her. But I'm not behind her. I'm like 100 feet away. But like I said, I have a small highway to get to, and then to get to her.
Okay, and that's south, and you guys are in front of Bucky's, is that correct?
It's not in front of, I mean, it's in front of Bucky's, but it's not. You understand what I'm saying? It's on the freeway.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and do you see any signs around, do you see any signs around her, or know any signs around her?
No, I see one sign saying something about Amoco. But we right in front of the construction, if that helps. Two big old humps of dirt. You know, where the construction is in front of Bucky. That's basically kind of like where she's at. But like I said, she's on I-45.
Okay, and where do you want the vehicle taken to?
I guess my house? I don't know. I need to ask her that. I don't know if she want to take it to the shop or what, but... Oh, my nerves, bad. I need to get out of this traffic. I need to move. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
You're good. I'm just, you want to take it home? Is that correct?
Yeah, home is fine.
Okay. And that's that 1903 Main Street?
Yes, Lamar, Texas.
Okay. All right, I do have to let you know that you're only covered for $50, and if for some reason it goes over that, I will have to call you back with the price for you to confirm it, okay?
Okay.
All right, but other than that, I have her mapped and located, and once the provider is secured, you will receive a text message and a call once you're on the way.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too.